With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Former President Trump is revealing a list of potential running mates during a Fox News town hall event Tuesday in South Carolina. Mr. Trump confirmed that he's considering South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, as well as Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem to be his vice president. Also on the possibilities list, Vivek Ramaswamy, Florida Representative Byron Donalds, and former Hawaii Representative Tulsi Gabbard. Salem Radio Network's Joey Hudson was on hand today for early voting in the South Carolina GOP primary and says it's clear who most people support.
I've talked with a number of people in and out today, and one might think, well, your former governor is on the ballot. Maybe that's why there's a lot of people showing up at the polls. I'm not finding that at all. The enthusiasm level seems to be for President Donald Trump.
South Carolina GOP primary is Saturday. The former governor of the state, Nikki Haley, has vowed to stay in the race at least through Super Tuesday. Also at SRNnews.com, as we move closer to the 2024 presidential election, the Biden administration is announcing another giveaway, over $1 billion of student loan debt forgiveness. Borrowers in the Saving on a Valuable Education or SAVE program who have made at least 10 years of payments will get an email. Harvard University is condemning what it calls a flagrantly anti-Semitic cartoon.
That cartoon was posted on social media by student and faculty groups that advocate for Palestinian liberation. Harvard's undergraduate Palestinian Solidarity Committee took responsibility, apologizing for what it acknowledged is an anti-Semitic trope and blaming it on ignorance and a lack of oversight. The Harvard faculty and staff for Justice in Palestine also apologized, saying it's contrary to their values.
This is SRN News. Persecution of Christians in Iran is surging.
A coalition of religious freedom groups has released a new report indicating that the Islamic government in Tehran is mounting a full court press against Christianity, jailing and fining as many believers as possible. Those who seek to distribute Bibles come in for special attention as Iranian authorities try to limit the spread of the word. The report is a joint production of Christian Solidarity Worldwide, Open Doors, Article 18, and Middle East Concern. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-life advocates are cheering a decision by the Alabama Supreme Court that frozen embryos must be treated as children under the law, saying it could become a model for other states. Chief Justice Tom Parker's opinion reached into the Bible, stating that even before birth, all human beings bear the image of God, and their lives cannot be destroyed without effacing his glory. The plaintiffs in the Alabama case had embryos accidentally destroyed by a storage facility. This is SRN News. Singapore says it will pay nurses a bonus of up to $74,000 to encourage them to stay in the public health system.
The Singaporean Health Minister, Ong Ye Kung, said that nurses would be entitled to the sum of up to 100,000 Singaporean dollars over 20 years or up to retirement age, whichever is earliest. He said that COVID-19 had exacerbated the nursing shortage in Singapore, with a higher-than-usual number of foreign nurses leaving during the pandemic. The region, like other areas in Asia, has a rapidly aging society. Japan, Hong Kong, and South Korea are expected to be the countries with the world's highest share of people aged 65 or older by 2050.
United is set to resume a daily flight from Newark to Tel Aviv. It marks the first time since October when passenger and cargo services were suspended following the attack by Hamas terrorists on southern Israel. Initial flights on March 2nd and 4th will stop in Munich with the goal to begin nonstop daily service March 6th. More details at SRNnews.com.